Not of One Blood by Charles Weissman. This is a TearingDownIdols.com audiobook. This audiobook is free of copyright. Reproduction and redistribution are encouraged. For more reading and listening material on a variety of subjects, please visit TearingDownIdols.com. Lessons of History. The one thing that egalitarians and humanists never consider until it is too late is the adverse impact that the darker races have upon white culture and civilization. If they cannot see what blacks, Hispanics, and Asians have already done to degrade American culture and civilization, then history will show them the path we are going down. Ancient Greece was a white nation, as revealed by the pictures and sculptures they made. The culture of ancient Greece is known for its thinkers, Aristotle, Plato, Socrates, etc., for its illustrious architecture, the Parthenon, advancements in science, math, astronomy, and art. That all degraded as the population became more mixed with colored peoples and interracial mixtures increased. This was followed by migrations of the white population out of Greece. Look at the people there today. Why haven't they done any great acts or works typified of an advanced civilization? Why don't they look like the sculptures of the ancient Greece population? Because they are not the same people. Look at the history of Haiti. Under French rule, it was their richest colony, providing half of Europe's coffee supply and tons of sugar annually. A revolution by blacks in 1791 through 93 resulted in the death of thousands of white inhabitants. The then predominantly black nation gained independence from French rule in 1804. Over the years, the remainder of whites were killed or forced to flee the nation. Today, Haiti is 100% black, with a population of 8 million. Haiti is now one of the poorest nations in the world and suffers from every conceivable misery. What little government there exists is very corrupt. Basic utilities, such as phones, electricity, and water, hardly ever work. The land is being stripped bare of trees and vegetation. There is no garbage pickup, and disease is rampant. Theft is a major means of support. Crime is high. Thus, tourism no longer exists. Look at Zimbabwe. When it was under white rule, then known as Rhodesia, it was a breadbasket of Africa. The white population built farms, plantations, and businesses which made it economically prosperous. Since the end of white rule in 1980, the country went through hyperinflation and economic crisis. White farmers and plantation owners are being assaulted and killed by black militant thugs. The black-run government has made hostile declarations against the remaining white farmers that it will take away their land and redistribute it to blacks. The ancestors of these blacks had roamed up and down this land for 30,000 years and never built a single farm or plantation, never domesticated animals, or plowed any land. But within 100 years, the white Europeans were able to build and produce a prosperous nation, one which the blacks now want for their own. Look at South Africa. Originally, the land was mostly uninhabited when Europeans landed at the Cape. They built cities, farms, institutions, and a government. Blacks were allowed to come down from the north to work on the farms and in factories. Eventually, the communists, humanists, and egalitarians came into the nation and convinced the blacks that they were oppressed. They told the entire population that the white Europeans took the land away from the blacks and denied them of their rights. They pressured the government to end apartheid in 1994. Since then, violence, crime, and economic chaos has risen drastically. White farmers are being murdered on their own land. Black gangs roam the cities looking for white store owners to loot, white pedestrians to mug or kill, and white women to rape. The whole infrastructure which made South Africa safe and prosperous is being eroded away. Strangely, the violence, crime, and disorder increased at precisely the same time that the humanists and egalitarians thought would bring a more peaceful society. Upon the release of Mandela, the official end of apartheid, and the start of universal political activity for all persons. At the end of the war between the states, the southern states in America were under Reconstruction. The humanists and egalitarians made overtures that the Negro inhabitants should be given equal rights. In many states, whites were disenfranchised and excluded from state offices. Blacks were a majority in some state legislatures. Blacks went on a rampage, killing, raping, looting, and assaulting white Southerners. Look at the race riots that occurred in Cincinnati in April 2001. Black mobs looted white-owned stores. They assaulted white police officers and pulled white people from their cars and beat them. The same occurred in Seattle. Throughout history, whenever blacks had the opportunity, they have unleashed their hatred, jealousy, and resentment in violent attacks against white people. The same hostile sentiments also exist in Mexicans, Hispanics, and Asians. The colored races have no affinity or love for the white man. This is the truth about race relations. The bottom line analysis of books like One Blood and ones on creationism is that they have no regard for history or science, or even the Word of God. Nearly all of their arguments used to show racial equality could, with equal force, be used to have a chimpanzee or some other animal be equal with a human, if we follow their line of thinking. This only shows they have no valid arguments at all. But how can anyone have valid arguments against the laws of nature? And how can anyone except a fool ignore the facts of history? It is probably only when these white humanist Christians have their throats cut by the Negro they hold up as their equal that they will realize the error of their doctrine.